Whole Story Audio presents 3 Years in Hell by Fintan O'Toole. Narrated by Patrick Moy. In memory of Mary O'Toole Byrne, 1961-2019. I have been sometimes thinking, if a man had the art of second sight for seeing lies, how admirably he might entertain himself in this town by observing the different shapes, sizes, and colours of those swarms of lies which buzz about the heads of some people like flies about a horse's ears in summer. Jonathan Swift, The Art of Political Lying, The Examiner, 9th of November, 1710. Introduction. Before the Golden Age. Early in the morning of the 13th of December 2019, Boris Johnson made his victory speech. He had used the simple 13-letter slogan, Get Brexit Done, to transform the electoral map. Parts of the English Midlands and North, where people used to think the official name of Johnson's party was Tory scum, had abandoned generations of loyalty to Labour and voted Conservative. Johnson had been given a parliamentary majority comfortable enough to ensure that he would, albeit in a very limited sense, get Brexit done. The United Kingdom would formally cease to be a member of the European Union on the 31st of January 2020. Something was certainly coming to an end. It was just not entirely clear what that something was. Speaking at what he pathetically called this glorious, glorious pre-breakfast moment, food is never far from his mind, Johnson could not contain his sense of wonder. He had managed, as he put it, to unite the nation from Woking to Workington, from Kensington to Clwyd South, from Surrey Heath to Sedgefield, from Wimbledon to Wolverhampton. Johnson can never resist an alliterative litany, and this list of new and old Tory heartlands was no doubt shaped by the demands of his favourite rhetorical device. Yet in his euphoria, he seems not to have noticed that 7 of the 8 constituencies he name-checked are in England. He could have achieved the same assonance with from Dumfries in Scotland to Donvally, or from Brecon in Wales to Bolsover, an eternal Labour seat in the English Midlands that had miraculously passed to the Tories. But he didn't. Johnson had, in a real sense, created a new country. Ever since Elizabeth Gaskell's classic novel of 1854, North and South, it has been a commonplace to speak and write of the two parts of England as if they were different.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?